In the nursery with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. Welcome back. You are tuned in to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Join this segment now with by Martha in Sun City. Wants to talk about her little condo courtyard. Good morning, Martha.
Good morning. Yes, I'm the landscape chairperson for my condominium association. And
my condolences.
The unit that face north, looking out on the courtyard.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, there's not sunshine. And we're taking out some dense hedges that are along that row. And so I am calling to see what I might replace them with. You know, hopefully, you know, is there a succulent or something that requires less water but that will tolerate the shade? And we're planting it under our windows, so it, you know, unless it's trimmed, it would need to stay below 3 feet.
How wide an area do we have to work with?
How wide?
Yeah.
Let's see. Probably 4 feet.
Okay. So we need it to be something that stays under windowsill height, and that would be about the same width as the bed we
correct.
Have.
Uh-huh.
So we're in pretty good shape there.
Okay.
There are some things like elephant's food, which is a succulent, portulacaria, elephant's food, that very, very hardy, will take,
uh-huh.
will
okay.
grow in.
It will tolerate the shade.
It will grow in shade uh-huh. just fine. There's some agaves, some of the more tropical agaves that do well in shady areas like that, that you could use there. So you could do a combination if you wanted more of a, you know, a succulent kind of a look. Those would be two really good choices for that area.
Okay. All right. I thank you very much. You've been helpful to me.
You're welcome.
And I appreciate your program.
Well, thank you, Martha. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us, inviting us into your home. 7 to 11 every Saturday morning. We've got a lot going on in the outdoor living hour as we've coming into fall. We've got our transition of lawns coming up rapidly. We're going to have our citrus fertilizing coming up around Labor Day. We've got fall planting. There's, like you said, this is the premier planting season of Arizona if you're below about 35,000, 4,000.
Yeah, so for Phoenix, Tucson, particularly, Yuma, Casa Grande, you know, so the southwestern deserts of Arizona, and even up into Prescott and Payson for planting certain things like trees, hardy trees, fall is a great time to do that as well.
And when you get up into snow country, you just start getting the wax out for the skis and start looking at the sky,
well,
waiting
do,
for the white flakes.
They do some things for fall, like pansies and mums, and you know, winter hardy things. But as we mentioned earlier, you get that. You know, it's a seasonal deal, and they go crazy in the summertime. They just pack their lawns full of beautiful stuff, and then, you know, when winter comes, yeah, they go enjoy and do other things. It's, you know, you don't stress about it.
We need to follow their seasonal calendar and not worry.
Yeah, it was just the opposite, though.
Where they've got white in the summertime, we've got brown in the winter.
No, we have brown in the
brown
summer.
Brown in the summer, yeah. White, yeah. I got
summer
it
is our new summer is the new winter. How's that?
There we go.
Let's start thinking of it that way.
Very good. And you're headed off from here?
Yeah, headed back to the nursery for you know, fun and games and frolic. So keeping things watered and we'll be there till about 3 o'clock today. This time of year we open early, close a little early, and for a few more weeks, and then Labor Day will be here and off and running.
Mr. Harper of Harper's Nursery, as always, thank you for your time in the studio. That's our Outdoor Living Hour. Happens every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock. Generally speaking, this is where we go into our 9 o'clock hour of open lines, but a scheduling. We've switched our hours for this week. 9 o'clock will be our topic hour. 10 will be our open line hour. At 9 o'clock, y'all have a special guest coming in?
We do have a special guest, Miss Allison Carpenter from Char's Kitchen. And we're going to be talking about tips, tricks, and tactics for tailgating. So if you've got tailgating questions or you have a tailgating tip, trick, or tactic, feel free to give us a call and get online and let's share stories and compare stories. 1-888-767-4348. She's got some new appliances that you put on your tailgate of your truck. You aren't going to believe what you can produce quickly, simply, and easily. She's got some great ideas on making tailgating a lot more fun and a lot less work.
If you're a subscriber to our weekly newsletter, there's a couple notes here that the blog link may have been not
hacked
by something.
Oh, no.
So just if you're looking for that article on tailgating, you just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on blog, and it's our most recent post. So you can get it that way, and we'll troubleshoot what happened digitally in it, but you can still always get it right there at rosieonthehouse.com. You'll see the blog right in the menu bar. And once you click on that, bam, right there on top. Tips and fun equipment to make your tailgate a success. Going into football season.
It is the only place you can get our weekly article, Rosie on the House blog. Find it. Enjoy it. Let us know what topics you'd like us to cover. But today, it's tailgating.